Well, here we are at Final Exhortations, page 160, at the end of virtualbibleacademy.org's Disciple Making One, Abiding in His Word. These final exhortations are in a letter from me, John Morris, the author of this course, to each of you who studies, listens to, or teaches this course. I'll simply read my letter to you. It's really a short collection of Bible passages that define this course, my life and ministry, and I pray your life and ministry as well. Final Exhortations, page 160. Dear listener, student, or teacher, certain Bible verses have defined my ministry of disciple-making and evangelism. So I leave you with some of those verses as my final exhortations to you. The first was written in my Bible on the day I received Jesus Christ as my Savior. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. All Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17. So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, "If you continue, abide in my word, then you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." John 8, verses 31 and 32. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a worker who does not need to be ashamed, handling accurately the word of truth. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. The things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. 2 Timothy 2, verse 2. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Matthew 28, 18 through 20. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth. Acts 1:8. And signed, yours in his service, John Morris, founder and president, Acts 1:8. And an email is there where you can reach me, contact@virtualbibleacademy.org. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you. My love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Amen.